Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Among the tattoo suggestions, a tramp stamp of Dark Star smiling face. That'd be a lot. I think you need to talk because I need to have a little water.
Are you okay. having any trouble? Good to see you, Shalane.
Good to see you, too.
Thank you for
what
the
are some
treats.
Other? You're welcome. What are some of the other tattoo suggestions? Because I never got one, but I have a sister who we got a little toasty one night at the club. We were dancing, and we're cute, so guys were buying us drinks.
Of course.
And then she
You're
said,
still cute.
Yeah, of course. And she said, let me take you over here, and we're going to get a matching tattoo. This is my sister. You know, matching tattoos. Let's do it. And then we got over there, and on the drive, I just remember, even in my state of being intoxicated with a drink called Cisco that I'm sure was radiator fluid, I stumbled over to the tattoo shop, and when I realized they were closed, I have to say I was relieved. I wasn't too drunk to say a prayer, thank you, God. And that was my first and only time almost getting one.
Almost.
Almost got one.
You know what you were going to get?
Does Andrew have a tattoo, by the way?
He better not.
Yeah.
He had better not have a tattoo.
He's going to get one.
No
don't you?
Way. No.
It's an automatic.
Oh, my God.
With the suppression, with the prison time that you've put him through at your house.
And he went back to college yesterday, and do you know he's not calling me back? I'm like, where are you? How are you? What's going on? Can you please get nothing?
Nothing. What were you going to get? As Dave asked.
I think we were getting butterflies. Mariah Carey was out at the time. You know, just butterflies. She was into butterflies. And then I also, one of the other things is a chocolate bar, like a chocolate candy bar because it's sweet, sweet chocolate.
Of course you are.
Yeah.
Of course you are. Now, among the techs, so many people ruin their natural good looks with tattoos.
Yeah, in the face.
The face tattoo.
It's a little much for me. Maybe I'm a woman of a certain age. I don't know. But everybody's getting them.
Yeah. I still think of Tyson as much as anybody with the face tattoo.
But, I mean, his tattoo is not even, I mean, compared to what they're getting now, if you look at Post Malone and Jelly Roll and some of these other entertainers,
you're right.
They're all over. At least his was like artwork and copyrighted and they thought about it. They're just like one over the eyelid and one under the nose and they're all over the place.
His was shocking when he got it, though.
Yeah.
You know, a tattoo on his face.
Right.
Yeah.
And now, you know,
it's
nothing.
Like no big deal.
The entertainment world. And tattoos. Very, I don't want to say very commonplace, but you're not surprised if you see it, whether it's music, actors, athletes.
Right. But at some point, you're going to get 80.
Yeah.
And that baby fat is going to just be pH. You're not going to be able to see anything else. So I don't know. I don't think we've gotten to the point where we see the highly tattooed people get elderly yet.
I think they have. We just haven't spotted them yet.
Where's Tommy Lee?
Yeah. Sean. Does Sean have a tattoo?
No. And Sean was in the Navy. You know, Navy guys get tattoos.
Yes.
So, no, he does not have a tattoo.
How are you?
I am good. How are you?
I'm doing well.
That's good.
I'm doing well. I'm doing better now because you brought Trace Lake.
And how is it?
Outstanding.
It is? Okay.
It's such a great dessert. 651-461-9226. Shaletta brought us a dessert from Cafe Latte, which is a phenomenal dessert place. Other great dessert places in town.
I like Cheesecake Funk. Vanessa Drew's restaurant. She houses out of the Marriott, but the cheesecakes are at Coastal Seafood and some other restaurants around town. And they are delicious. I got some on January 30th to have at the house for New Year's Day, and they were gone before the 31st. It was ridiculous.
That fast?
That fast. She has the little tarts so that they're different, you know, kinds, and then she's the big giant ones. They are absolutely good. It's called Cheesecake Funk. Apparently, she was like, you know, a fan of Prince, and she was at his house one night, and she had made some cheesecake, and she, you know, gave him a slice. And so the next day, he was like, give me some of that Cheesecake Funk.
Oh.
And so that's why she called it Cheesecake Funk. And so he encouraged her to start her business, so she quit her job, and now she's Cheesecake Funk.
Our guy H. Lake just texted me, yum.
Oh, yum.
Really,
yum.
Really good desserts.
Yes.
Because they also, their breakfast rolls are.
I have not had the breakfast roll. Oh, I almost got it. Is it good?
Caramel rolls and different candy bars.
It's, to hell with these New Year's resolutions. Man, well, look, we got to live. We got to have something to look forward to. Eat the cake, Anna-Mae. The cake.
Yeah. So did you just get something else for Brad Lane and not yourself?
What do you mean?
Well, because we saw you go kiss up to the boss.
Oh, no. I wasn't sure if you to the boss. That was for Lindsey Peterson.
Oh, so
you know, I always have to hook Lindsey Peterson up because he should have fired me about 3-4 times for sleeping on the job.
So your other boss you kissed up.
Yeah, right. Okay. Oh, yeah. I have to.
Did you get yourself anything?
No, because you see I'm losing weight. You didn't even say nothing.
You do look good.
Okay. I got to lose 18 ounces.
How many ounces have you lost so far?
Six.
6 ounces?
If you say it in ounces, it sounds like somebody said, you lost weight, I lost 18. I'm not telling them it's ounces. See, yeah. Sounds good.
If you say I'm down 18,
hey, I'm down 6. I could tell, girl, you look good. I'm not saying it's ounces, though.
You've been telling us that you're going to get in shape for a while now.
I have told you that. And I've done some things. I have not been to the gym. I have not been drinking.
Are you a dry January?
No, this is a dry life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So was this before January? Or?
This was way before January.
Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I'm getting old, and apparently when you turn 50, that check engine light comes on, and like I was ticking, and I was like, am I breakdancing? Why am I ticking? And so I went to the doctor, and they did all these tests and everything, and they checked all under the hood and kicked the tires, and it just came back as diet and exercise. I was like, is there a pill?
Smart.
Is there a pill? I don't want to diet and exercise. I just want to take a pill and feel better. Mm-hmm. Not. So.
Oh, it's available. Yeah. Those pills are everywhere.
But they are expensive.
They have some great cheesecake at Deja Vu.
Oh, okay. I have not been to Deja Vu for the cheesecake.
Cassettas. Cassettas have a long list. All right, Shaletta's in the house. She's been kind to bring us a treat. We'll get to some topics with Shaletta. If you have a topic suggestion for Shaletta, you can always reach out to us, 651.
How do you get your college student to call you back?
Yeah.
Anybody got that?
That could be a good one. 651-461-9226. He texts me often. It's 21 past 2. Chad Hartman, Shaletta Brundage, Dave Harrigan, Am I Wrong? Next, Jason will take you home.
Are you wrong for using your fork to eat and taste Dave Harrigan's chocolate cake?
No.
Are you wrong?
Mm-mm.
Are you wrong? You ate with that fork.
Yep.
Your cake that I bought you, so everybody has a cake. It's not like Dave has a cake and you don't have a cake. You have a cake.
I like to share.
And you ate your cake with your fork, and then Dave brought you his cake.
Yep.
And then you used the fork that you used to eat your cake. Do you think I should have used his fork? You should have eaten your own cake.
Oh,
and see why I don't participate in the office potluck, all the sharing of the forks and the cakes.
I like to sample.
So unsanitary.
You go out with three of your best friends.
Uh-huh.
And you're at a nice, you know, you only go to hoity-toity restaurants. And there's like 8-9 things to pick from.
Right.
So everybody gets something different. Don't you want to share?
This is how we share. And my friends know better.
Yeah.
We get extra plates. We get extra silverware.
How much silverware do you have to get?
About 8 sets. And everybody scrapes a little food on that plate. You go next.
Doesn't shock.
Food on the plate. And then that fork that we use get the food, that's not a fork we're going to put in our mouth. In fact, I don't even want to touch the fork you touched. I don't want to touch the handle of the fork you touched. He got chocolate cake on his tres leches fork because he stuck that fork in.
Yeah.
I need a new job. I need to beef up my resume.
Are you actually
I'm working with the wrong people.
Are you on tomorrow?
I am. I'm ha- I I have a great show plan.
Do you have any idea one guest on
I
the show?
I do. I do. I'm talking
to you. Most of the time at this point, you have no idea who's going to be on the show.
I have Miss Rose McGee's coming on from Golden Valley. You know, she does Miss Rose sweet potato pie comfort pies, and she does some for Martin Luther King's birthday out in Golden Valley. So we're talking to her. And then, you know, General Mills is having their big MLK celebration. So I'm talking to Laverne, Miss Laverne, and she is the head of the NAACP here. So she and I are going to be talking about that. And then, see, Dave doesn't need to hear this conversation. They have a podcast with a young lady named Alex Merritt. They call her the love engineer. The love engineer. And she's teaching us how to date in 2025. And so she's got a virtual.
Are you thinking about dating?
I don't think I have time. And somebody told me this, and I don't really know how to receive it, but apparently I'm hard to take. I see the shock on your face.
Outrageous.
Yeah. I don't know where they were. That's your particular. Because you were trying to get some, you were eyeing up some eye candy down in like Alabama for a while.
It was Atlanta.
Atlanta.
It was an A. But it just, the mental, you know, when you're dating for the first time, somebody new.
Did it sound like a date? It sounded like a booty call.
Okay.
It sounded like he doesn't like kids, but.
He doesn't like kids.
You used to have something, so you're going to go
down
there.
We used to have something, I was going to go down there. But it's just the mental back and forth, the communication, the effort. I don't have the time.
Yeah.
Honestly, I don't have time. Like, with the kids and the business and the other stuff I'm working on, I just don't have the time. And one day I was supposed to call him back, and I didn't, and he got angry. And I was like, dude, I got four kids over here.
Yeah.
I got stuff to
do. Okay, so we're sitting here January 10th.
January 10th. Is it too late to say Happy New Year?
Yes, it was January 3rd.
Say it anyway.
That was it. Don't say it.
Even if you're seeing somebody for the first time, I was just at the post office.
Don't.
And I said,
no, no. 3 days.
Three?
3 days max.
So the fourth or the third? That's three days. The first counts as a day?
Absolutely. First, second, third. It ends right there. Like, I'm not going to say happy birthday to you like 9 days after. Okay, come on. We got to have some standards in America, some standards. Would you like within the next 3 months to be in a relationship?
No.
Okay. 6 months?
No.
Are you done with relationships?
I'm not done with relationships. I just don't have time. Now, if Jesus dropped out of the sky with Peter, James, and John, his inner circle, and said, Shaletta, this is a man I have handpicked for you, or Dan Cook, accept my proposal, then we're talking about something.
You would squash Dan Cook. The poor man would be in the corner, overwhelmed, begging for help. Can you imagine that? What, Dave?
That would be the part. That would be.
I think that's why she's interested.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I need somebody who understands and knows their place.
Sean's finally gotten out of the basement from what I hear.
Right, right. He did come back to shovel for me this morning.
Oh, honestly.
Was that beautiful? I did not ask.
That heavy quarter inch of snow.
That heavy quarter inch of snow. And I saw him. I said, hey, thanks. You didn't have to do this. And he just looked at me. He's like, it wouldn't get done otherwise.
Well, that's true.
And I said, you were right.
So he's thinking about the safety of his
children. Is that what it is? I thought it was me. It wasn't me.
Okay. No.
Okay.
No. Did you think about getting out there for
No, not a second.
Yeah.
They
because
be
you
careful.
Knew your ex-husband
at some point
was still was under gone. A spell.
But yeah, I don't think I want to date again. I don't think I want to get married again.
You're 52?
53 in a couple
53.
Of weeks. And so I just like it where it is, how it is. And what we've got going on. I know my routine. I don't have to spend extra energy. I don't have to get introduced to anybody's family. They don't have to get introduced to my family. All those dynamics, they distract me from what I'm supposed to be doing.
Yeah. How about if Sean starts dating someone?
Well, I mean.
Is he?
I don't know.
God, I hope so.
Why you hope so?
Because I hope.
He does not deserve to be happy.
I hope he is in a relationship with a woman 20
with a
years
woman who
20
smells
years
like
younger.
Cotton candy and peppermint.
Oh, my God.
Skin
and she,
tight, everything sitting up.
Oh, yeah.
And then she will come over here and meet me and my kids.
Yeah.
I'm going to give you some money. Hold it for my bail.
And the kids love her.
Hold it for my bail. And she knows how to cook and comb Cameron's hair.
And she might actually shovel.
She might be out there with him.
Yeah.
I'm going to give you some money. Just hold on to it. Don't spend it. That'll be for my bail.
I think we need to change your mind on the...
On the dating thing?
Yeah.
Why? You're too young. Can I just be happy to be by myself with my kids?
Well, a lot
enjoying
of people...
Enjoying working on my business and writing my books and stuff?
We've done the solitude story, the loneliness story. There's a super long story in the Atlantic this week where it's not as much about loneliness as about the phone, that we're all just communicating with the phone, that we don't see people. Now, that's not you because you are out and about
everywhere,
and you see people constantly.
But that would also explain why these young kids are falling in love with the streamers. They've got streamers out there, Kai Cenat and so many others, who they're getting 5 and 10 million views on their streams because these young people are accustomed to connecting and communicating on the phone. So they look at these guys as their friends.
How much do you think it hurts individuals, especially younger kids, when all of a sudden they have to go to college or they have a job and they're actually physically in the same room interacting? They have to show interpersonal skills, look
what
people in the
eye. What interpersonal skills? What looking people in the eye? It's bad. I mean, you have gone to a restaurant or a movie theater or the grocery store and these young people are working. It is bad. It is bad. They don't understand how to communicate with people. They can't take any kind of criticism at all whatsoever.
Very sensitive.
Yeah, very sensitive. And you know what happened? Here's my theory. The everybody gets a trophy generation are raising the next generation. The folks who didn't get to lose and they didn't take score and everybody got a trophy and everybody got a ribbon, their kids are working at Target now.
Yeah.
They're working at Culver's now. They're working at McDonald's now. And we're seeing the results of not allowing children to fail.
I think it's also a lot of people have been used to the phone themselves. And they love the phone themselves, and so they're not fazed when their kids are just on the phone.
There's no limit to the hours. There's no cutoff. There's no turn it in for dinner time because we ain't even having dinner time. We got to have some kind of balance. And this is the thing. People want to blame the phones. They want to blame the devices. They want to blame the gaming. Can we just put it where it is? It's parenting.
It is parenting.
It's absolutely parenting. Ain't got nothing to do with the phones. It's parenting.
It is parenting. There's this story about volunteering. And how people who are out and about, that it's so good for their health. And I think it's true. I really do. And you are out there constantly for important causes. You'll let us know that you're out there.
My billboards are up now in case anybody's looking
but
for them.
But you are out there and helping people in incredibly difficult situations, and just the reward you get. You're not doing it for that, right? You're doing it to help people in despair, and you're helping, like, we're going to have, what are we calling again? End Hunger Together?
Yes.
End Hunger Together. Right. You know, the formerly Let's Kick Hunger, you know, when the station comes together, just like it does Union Gospel Mission. I hope everybody finds a way, whether you're donating money or volunteering. But when you're helping others, there is some quality of health that you do get.
Well, I hope that that is the case because I should live to be 100.
Yeah.
But we also have to
alone,
teach that.
Alone, apparently.
Yeah, alone. And not lonely. That's two different things.
Yeah, no, you're right.
It's alone is, and it's lonely because I'm good at home by myself. No stress. But I hope that we teach that to our children because one of the things that I'm seeing when I'm out in spaces where I'm volunteering is people our age. And maybe, you know, 10 years younger.
30s.
I'm not seeing a lot of teenagers and 20-year-olds doing a lot of volunteer work.
Yeah.
Really, I'm not. And even for my own kids, I have to make them. And when they go and we talk about it, they're like, my friends don't have to go. And so we've got to, you know, teach our children that it's so important to get out and make a difference and pick a cause and just do something other than, like you said, be on the phone and gaming. Do something that's going to help somebody else.
That's such a good point, right? And it can be one particular cause, whatever it might be. Obviously, for us and our special needs kids, it can be tied to something that resonates with your family. Maybe something else. Maybe it's a variety. But we all can pitch in certain ways.
Yeah.
And we'll mention this a lot when we have the event on February 4th. It could be any of us.
It could.
Life can change.
Oh, my God.
So fast. Think about how much your life has changed the last 5-6 years.
Yeah.
Right? In so many ways to the positive and people getting to know you and your visibility.
Because it could have been the other way.
Yeah.
It could have went the other way.
Right.
I mean, anything could have happened. A car crash, Lindsay Peterson actually firing me when I fell asleep on the job. Sean leaving and not coming back. You know, the kids not getting better. Any of that could have happened. I was helping a lady who was homeless this past week and, you know, just praying with her. And the Lord had to remind me that could have been you.
Yeah.
Easy. One wrong turn. One missed opportunity. Could have been me.
Would you like either one of us on the show tomorrow?
You know what? I'm full right now, according to my producer. I love my little producer, Lindsay Brown. She's awesome and
she's
amazing.
Yeah.
I'm trying not to run her off.
I'm trying to get her instead of Dave.
Ooh, Dave. That was cold-blooded. Oh, after he put his licked-on fork in your cake,
I don't have to share the cake. It's fine with me.
Hello, because, you know, if he working with me, we ain't sharing no cake. That's why he got his cake. I got my cake.
When's the last time you brought me cake?
Preach on it, brother.
I like to eat your food, though. This guy, by the way, was eating. Explain the food thing we were talking about yesterday with Rena. How old the food was.
Oh, my God. You eating old food?
Well, I mean, it's.
Yes. The answer is yes.
Eye of the beholder. Stomach of the beholder. My oldest daughter wanted some Thai red curry for her birthday.
Thai red curry.
It was amazing.
Thai red curry.
And my wife
she's
makes
eight,
it.
Which I love that she likes spicy.
Yeah, very adventurous eater. It's great. My wife does a great job with that. So she made some up. We had plenty of leftovers. And I had some for lunch yesterday.
We need the dates, Dave.
What was the child's birthday? Go back to
December 28th.
Father God. It's January 10th. I can't even say
It was on the 9th.
It was on the 9th.
It's only 12 days
And you
later.
Think I was living 12? Dangerously.
Days? No wonder you eating after Chad Hartman and letting him put you eating 12-day-old Thai. You're gonna live forever.
I guess 13 days.
My
13
God.
Days.
Oh my God.
And did he freeze it?
No.
Wait, it's been sitting in the refrigerator this whole.
Yes.
Well, we were gonna toss it because
it's old.
Well, no, the first couple days
mold on it,
having some like kind of stomach discomfort things. Things were going on, but then I stopped eating it and then the stomach discomfort continued. So I said, well, it can't be the curry then.
Right.
I haven't had that for a few days. So I'm
going
to go back to it. And I had it every day since and finally finished it for breakfast yesterday. It's fine.
For breakfast. That's who you're dealing with.
Yeah.
That's who I'm dealing with.
I'm praying for you.
Thank you. Thank you for coming in.
I mixed it with fresh rice.
Yeah, I'm not sure how fresh it is. Am I wrong? Next.